Blog Talk Radio.
This is Edward P. Mack, Law of Attraction in Action is the show. Our good friend Sam Alwyn, speaking of good things happening today. Sam is always a bright spot in my day, and I'm able to call him at any time, any way, shape, or form, because that's what friends are about. That's what unconditional love is about. That's what this beauty of life is about. So we create. So let's create the best for everybody concerned, and that includes you, my listening audience. I want nothing but the best for everyone. I want nothing but money flowing to everyone because we deserve it. I want nothing but happiness flowing to everyone because we deserve it. You deserve it. So let's get this show on the road. Not sure what I did here. Hello, Sam. How are you? Good.
So what's going on?
That was my manifestation, and this is what came from my manifestation of wanting for my desires. It worked out, actually, because I ended up creating a page because of it.
Well, if it worked out because of that, then that's great.
But the good thing was is that I decided to create something out of it. So that's more the point, I think, is that I was able to roll with it and find the better of it. Instead of, throwing something up there that could have been ugly, in my old way of thinking, I would have done that. I would have just, I'm glad, again, see, with friends like yourself and others that are keeping me grounded because that's the better way. And it's a learning phase, and I picked up the good thing in it. And, now seeing this with Rocco, I mean, that just elevated my happiness like tenfold because I was able to put that on another page to other people to enjoy it. And just seeing that little critter again, it just put me in a different way, shape of being that instant, like that, So thanks to you and Rocco again, you saved me.
That's all good, man. We're here to uplift each other.
Yeah, you, what do you got going today? You busy right now? Or?
Well, today was kind of my day where I had to get a lot of things done. Tomorrow, I got back-to-back conference calls all the way until like 5 o'clock.
Good.
So I'm going to be extremely busy. But it's kind of like the prep day. The day before the call,
yeah.
I got to get everything in order. I'm very grateful to be this busy. It's just a lot going on right now.
Find that time to cross your T's and dot your I's.
Yeah, this is the first time I've been able. My sister came over and we were hanging out and we were taking a little video of them. I need to do some meditation tonight before tomorrow for the calls. So that's what's up.
Good. All right. Well, we got our little talk out of the way early. That's a good thing then. On the level with Scott, I've been in contact with him a couple of times. We're pushing on for the show on the 17th to be aired for whatever he wants. I'm still don't have the whole ball of wax that he's throwing at me, but I'm just going with that anyway. So things are looking good, Sam, for what you have going on. Things are looking good for what I have going on. So it's a perfect happening in the universe to be everything that we want to be. So your meetings tomorrow are going to go off without a hitch because that's how you intended it.
And that's how I intended it, absolutely.
Yeah, so just stay with me, and you're right, time to take that time to meditate and uplift your own soul, your own being, your own light, because that's where you want to take it tomorrow. You want to take it to its highest and brightest spot. And that's what you're programming yourself right now to do. And that's awesome. I'm glad that you're allowing me to understand your prep time, because by understanding your prep time, that will become my illumination. So I'm learning from you. I'm learning from others in this group and of likes of the Law of Attractions groups and the Abraham Hicks groups. And it's just a joy to, again, be on this plane of creation. Sam, I thank you for allowing the time for me to speak with you to 10 minutes or granting me that opportunity to make myself bigger and better. And in doing so, I feel compelled, not only compelled, I want to enhance that bright spot. So having that nice ammunition that you allowed me with Rocco, I'm going to put that out there, and I'm hoping that we have a million likes, brother.
No, that's cool. Yeah, the whole thing is to uplift each other. Maintaining that. that's valid for me. So you don't know, I'd like spending a whole month in the jungle in Thailand without any technology or anything and sleeping on a mud hut floor on a mat. You know, these are things that I'm going to do for me.
Precisely the fact, Sam. And it's a great time to be aware that we all have that right to be ourselves, do and say, again, as long as we're not bringing disparity or harm to anyone else, and we are of like minds now to be happy and free of any kind of sad drama or negative drama. And I'm finally happy to say that I'm standing up to that negative drama and absolutely telling people, please don't talk to me with that. I'm not really too keen on going to that extreme any longer of what you just said, the woes of regular society and all of that that goes along with it, whether it be the windshield wiper or in the gutter. You know, we've risen the bar. That's what I'm saying. We've risen the bar, and there's no sense to go back to it. So my talk of not seeing something and not being happy about it and changing it immediately to a better situation, just as, again, it was learning. It's all new, not all new to me, but new that I'm getting it and stopping it in its track, getting rid of that negativity in its instant. And that's the beauty of being awake, I think, too. So, again, I know that you're busy and you got to do what you got to do tomorrow, so...
Thank you. No, it's all good, man. I'm going to give you as much time as possible. I mean, the important thing, though, is I focus on positivity and I focus on alignment and enhancement of the soul, spirit, and the wealth. I'm all about enhancing things in life. I'm not about degrading them. I'm not about knocking anything down. And I'm not about celebrating the victory of somebody else's sadness. I don't do these things. I never will. I think and with your show, you know, your intent is to go out there and raise people's, make them happy, make them smile, raise their vibration. But it all comes back again. You know, as you said, I do everything for me. This radio show is all yours. Do it for you.
Yes.
Do it for you.
You know, and I have been. I have been thinking this way. And again, that's what's given me that fuel to do it better each time. And that's what's given me that fuel because I finally am making it me. From a family of seven, it was never about me up until a year ago. I finally decided, no, it is about me. So, and again, once we decide it's about oneness, ourself, things get better and clearer. And so everyone should just really take a look at, you know, the listening audience that I'm reaching anyway. Please take a look at what we have to offer in the best way possible at any given moment, because that's when we get it back. Always being the best. There's nothing wrong with always being the best. Nothing. Nothing wrong. Or stepping up to try and be the best at all times anyway. So.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, let's tell them, man. Just keep your eyes on me, Scott. As you're talking right now, I'm clearing out all the updates and everything I have. Like, I'm going through my emails. How many computers do you have? And then,
I have a laptop, a PC, iPad, so three or four.
Yeah, I'm in the same position. I've got two business laptops. I got one desktop. I've got one iPad. I've got another portable unit. And then I got this phone. So anyway, obviously, I've been quite on one device for clearing them all. So I'm just sitting here and I just think about all the technology around me. I'm just clearing out my stuff and I realize that there's this one woman who's part of the group. She's really sweet. It looks like she captured 30 photos of posts that I put up about wealth over the past month. And she's captured all the photos from that. She put up her own tribute to wealth. And that makes me feel so good.
Oof, how powerful is that, Sam? That you, the creator, allowed someone to use what you put up and inspire someone else's life to do what she did. That's going to inspire how many more people in her life. And Sam, you are the creator of that pot for her. And so again, this beautiful thing of.
It's like that's the whole start of the whole creative process of the visualization, the desire, and so on. So it's really a good thing. Now, I'll let you in on something. You know, the That's a gorgeous car. That's a V12. driver for me. And the Rolls-Royce Wraith, that would be something that I would take out for special occasions and so on. So there's many, 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 many beautiful choices out there. And then there's just this is the top of the, this is just the tip of the spear. There is so much out there. And I want to experience and have as much as possible and never be without, because I have no feeling of lack anyway. I'm already wealthy. I'm already independently wealthy. I'm already doing extremely well.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm all fine with all of that. But what I want to do is just pretty much, if you're happy, you want more happiness. That's how I look at things. If you're excited, you want more excitement. If you have wealth, you want more wealth. That's where I'm at.
And rightfully so, that's a great place to be, Sam. For
yeah, it's here for all of us, and it starts with a single thought.
Absolutely right.
Can you imagine how counterproductive our conversations would be if it was me bitching about something all day and then you bitching about something?
No, I lived there, Sam. I did. I lived there. I did do that, and I'm not ashamed to say that I was there, because
I was there.
So admitting that is that's letting it go too, you know. So I've let all of it go, and I'm so grateful and I'm so happy that I'm able to experience this free will of mind, free will of being, free will of creation. That is just monumental in my book for me to understand with it. It happens. It is. It works. It works. It works. And the more we commit to being okay with it, the better it gets. The better it gets. Just as what you're doing tomorrow, it's going to get better and better and better. And it's a beautiful thing to be able to sit here and say that without doubt, without being without being called crazy, Sam. You know how grateful I am that I have you listening to me without somebody looking at me with their fingers going cuckoo in their head.
Okay,
you know?
The thing is, let's say they did it, then the real you would laugh and smile and say thank you, because what you feel about me, what you think about me, has nothing to do with me.
Yeah, you see, and I'm only epiphany of life for me understanding all of it now is I'm almost ashamed that it took this long. You know, really and truly, I'm ashamed of myself. But then I let that go real quick, too.
what did he have to be ashamed of?
It's gone. That shame is gone. I'm saying that it took me almost 56 years to be perfectly happy. You know?
Well, you know, the thing is, your energy is infinite. Your physical body, like mine, has been the countdown.
Yes. Exactly right. And that's what I feel. Is that inner body being, and it'll always be from here on out for eternity, that happy-go-lucky self being. Thank you.
Yeah, you know, that's all I think, but I, you know, we talk about how we used to be and get upset and all that stuff, but I mean, that shouldn't last more than a second, but just past, I mean, because the past certainly does not carve out our future. The past does not provide for us. Our power is right here and right now.
Yeah.
So if you can recognize that you're a better person, you're getting better, then the one thing is you can never get it wrong. Like, you'll never get it done. So enjoy the journey. As long as you're enjoying the journey and you love yourself completely, that's all that really matters.
It is all that matters. And again, but to people that are still just going about their lives the way that I used to, They don't see it, and once we understand that it's okay that they don't see it, it's about us, and it's about us, and it's about us. And I didn't stutter. I did it three times on purpose, because when we say things think three times, we get it. And I get it's about me. You get it's about you. And look at your life. It's just awesome and beautiful, and so is mine at this point. It really and truly is. And I'm so happy.
It's your intent. It's your deliberate intention to be happy. It's your deliberate intent to be well. It's your deliberate intent to go through life's joys. If your choice, Edward, was to be angry and have a lot of contempt and a lot of guilt, or my choice too, again, Whether I own paths and own perceptions are entitled to them, whether or not I want to be accompanied to it is a different story. So, you know, that's what I'm saying here. I mean, it's all good. I'll give you a real quick story tonight. I stopped. I was on the road and I had to just pick something up real quick from a convenience store. It's one I go to quite often. And I take Doc with me sometimes. And the guy up there is a really good guy. Like, however, when I say however, is always, I've noticed this. Like, the girls that work up there are super sweet. And every time I go up there, they're always, like, happy and upbeat. The people come in and out of the store are happy and upbeat. One works up there, he's always complaining about something, and he always has complainers in the store. So today, it's predictable. And when I drive by and I think, I'm like, okay, we're going to hear a roll of these stories. So they go in there. And there are two patrons in there named Kino. Did they have that game up in Rhode Island?
Yes.
Kino?
Yes.
Okay. Well, they're really accommodating to their customers. They have a little bench, they have all these monitors. And these people are sitting there, this old man, well, not old, he's probably in my age, this guy and this woman are sitting there, and she is saying, oh, you know, I'll never win the lottery. And he's sitting there saying, I'll never win the lottery. You know, they're complaining that it's like a ping pong match. Who could outdo each other? I'm not. And then he's complaining about everything under his breath. And I say, you know, if this isn't law of attraction, then I don't know what is.
In complete contrast of what your law of attraction is, and again, proof positive that being positive is what it takes, is what it is, and they have the free will to say, no, I am going to win the lottery. They can very well change it around and say that. It's like Dr. Dyer, nothing has any meaning, none, no. In order for things to change, we need to change the way we look at things.
That's true.
So,
point of attraction.
Right. Yeah. So,
that's the thing. You're right. It's a point of attraction, a law of attraction. So, when they had no impact on me, that they were being so negative and so angry, if anything, I feel bad. I was a little bit amused, but at the same time, I was expecting it. As soon as I saw, I knew this would be taking place.
So, it's your intuitive state when you saw them, it's your intuitive state to shield you before you even went in of that negative emotion from others.
Right.
So again, we can walk into that adversity and still come out clean by keeping our mind that same path of how we are. So you are proof in the pudding that because of the fact that we are in the mix, so to speak, doesn't mean that we have to be in the mix. We can still stay separate of that mix and enjoy the show.
Not whatsoever.
Yeah.
I mean, I, and again, you know, I feel bad that these, and if these people would stop and just, yeah, I feel bad, but again, I don't control them, and I have no control over them. And I really don't feel bad, I guess, let me rephrase my words. When I see Kristen's, I know what to expect when I walk in the store. Kristen, on the other hand, is always upbeat, very friendly, but he is always wants to complain. Kristen's always happy, and she's always talking about stuff. And then she always has a fun bunch of people sitting there playing Keno. And they're really a joy to be around.
Nice. Well, thank you for sharing that story with me, Sam. Again, it's a pleasure that you, whenever we speak, you always uplift and share all good stuff. And I really appreciate that because at this point in time in my life, that's just what I need. So, again, thank you, Sam, for the short time that we've been friends. I've known you forever, and that's what Namaste is all about, guy. So.
I got you, brother.
You have a great.
It's nice talking to you too, man. Keep up with each other. That's what we're here for. Just hanging there.
Thank you. Thank you. Right, thanks for the talk, man. All right, keep Rocco away from them wires.
You got it.
All right, brother. Bye.
All right,
so here we have it, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Alwyn on the horn. Again, it's what we believe to be that is going to happen. So clear your mind of any negative thought. Clear your mind of ill health. Clear your mind of ill feelings. Clear your mind of all of it. Clear your mind. Reorganize. Restructure. You become the artist of your life. You become. one of your life. You be that all-important human being that you deserve to be. All in kindness, all in love, all in fun. Good day. be forthright in knowing that what you deserve, you deserve. Make it happen. You deserve to make it happen. Awesome. With that, we're going to close this version of the show, and we are opening up all in lines. And that number is 619-924-0832. So if you have any questions or likes about the show, I'd really love to hear from you. Again, that is area code 619-924-0832.
Lines are open. Let's enjoy some talk from all y'all out there. I am that I am, Edward P. And it's fun to be it all and have fun with it all. Because that's what life is about. Enjoyment. Enjoyment, enjoyment, enjoyment. I think that through the social media, and this is my platform that I'd like to let you know, is taking social media, Facebook, Twitter, Google Plus, Yahoo, all of those things, and blending it into the audio part where let's discuss what we're up there about. Let's kind of take it back to the old time and open up dialogue and enjoy hearing someone else talk anyway. And not only that, hearing people with like minds talk about their endeavors and their goodnesses and their wonders in life. So I'm really wanting to hear some uplifting stories. And please, you're more than welcome to give us a holler. That is 619-924-0832. The show is Law of Attraction in Action. And that's what it's all about. It's about our daily lives and what we do that enhances ourself to be the best that we can be. In today's show, we spoke with Sam, and we talked about the Rolls Royces, and then we talked about the Yugos also. So that's part of life. I mean, where do you want to direct yourself to be? Where do you want to direct yourself to be? You can be that Rolls Royce. You can have that Rolls Royce. You can drive it. Sam's going to. I'm going to. It's going to be a wonderful thing going over there to see Sam. I'm going to pull up with my RV, and I'm going to disembark, and I'm going to have a good time. And it's going to be, there was a show, not one, I don't know, was it Dan Aykroyd? No, not Dan Aykroyd, the other guy. Yeah. And that was a pretty funny show. And I think that in life, we can have fun like that. That was kind of over-the-top crazy fun. But, I mean, the point being is that you can have that RV going about your business also. You don't have to be stuck in the family van. You don't have to be stuck in the family van. You can promote yourself to be a better human being. You can exercise your right to have that beautiful whatever it might be. Because again, until you start treating yourself with that self-respect of number one, well then, that's when it comes about, is that when we gain that self-respect of being. And then it comes to it. Well, it came to me that way anyway. I mean, whatever way anyone gets it, it's the part of getting it that is an awesome thing. To be on this side of that where I was with the misery and the... I guess I was an angry guy, you know? And a lot of people are angry. A lot of people, and so I wasn't feeling bad about being angry by any means, but I never decided to change either. I never looked at myself. 90 seconds. Okay, so let's talk a little quicker and say, all right, I haven't had any phone calls, but maybe tomorrow. Thank you very much. That's Scratch. Say hi, Scratch. Say bye, Scratch. Yeah, I guess she doesn't want to say bye just yet. So we got 90 seconds. It is a wrap. We had a wonderful show. Thank you very much. In accordance with the format on Blog Talk Radio, I'm new to the show. I'm new to this whole scheme of things. I intend to have all uplifting audiences, all uplifting guests, all uplifting everything and everybody, because that's what life is about. It's about looking at that wonderment of inside everyone. And until we find that love inside us, it's kind of tough to find love in someone else. So please, by all means, take that moment, take that minute, take that 2 minutes to look in the mirror, clean ourselves up, clean up our own act. Shine, man. Make that flame shine. Make that flame shine. Thank you all. Y'all have a good evening, and we'll talk soon. I shall return, as the general said.